We present What Am I Bid? A play for radio by Eddie Maguire.
Can Bobby love, love, can Bobby love? I buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if that makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if that makes you feel all right. I don't get too much for money.
Honest dealing at poker, eight letters. S-T-R-A, straight.
Did you say you could lend me a couple of pounds, Tony?
I don't remember. Out on another of your dates.
How did you guess?
You'll always be broke, won't you?
I'll always have fun, too. Now, where the devil are my shoes?
Under the bed.
Anyway, why should I take advice from a woman-hater?
Hey, careful. I don't hate them.
You don't date them, either. Pass the shoe polish, mate, will you please?
It's under the bed.
It's just too much trouble, isn't it?
I wouldn't know where to start. They're all right, I suppose. But it's all the preliminaries. Getting to know them and all that, I don't fancy.
Oh, it's easy enough. You chat them up, ask them what they do in their spare time, then you share it with them.
Well, just like that, eh?
Well, if you don't fancy a girlfriend, how about a wife?
Wife? That's a bit of a jump, isn't it?
They're much easier to get. There's one for sale in the newspaper if you want one.
Oh, don't be funny.
No kidding. It's a fact. I spotted it in one of those personal column things. Now, where's the newspaper? Oh, you've got it.
I'm doing the crossword.
No, hold on a minute. Here we are. Now, get a load of this. Wife available. What offers? Box 523.
No, it must be a joke.
No, then a pretty expensive one. They charge 30 bob a line for these things.
Look, do you honestly believe that any man would put up his wife for sale?
Some blokes would be willing to give him away, mate.
Nonsense.
Well, there's the advert. Read it for yourself.
It must be a joke, Ralph. It must be.
Oh, I don't know. It's a funny world. He may just want to sell her services.
What? Well, then he wants a damn good hiding. What sort of man would do a thing like that?
Everyone's not as noble as you, mate. Anyway, suppose you met him. What would you do?
Well, if he offered to sell me his wife,
yeah,
I'd kick his teeth in.
Bet you wouldn't.
I would that. He must be the lowest animal imaginable.
Then don't let him get away with it.
Huh. Oh, here. Here's your £2. And you'd better take my tie off, too.
Oh, now that's funny. I hadn't noticed it was yours.
You never do.
Anyway, about this bloke, he may not be such a heel as you think.
Well, he's bound to be.
No, hold on. Suppose it was his wife's idea. Suppose the man's an invalid. Suppose she loves him so much that she's willing to make the supreme sacrifice to support him.
Suppose you stop making up fairy stories.
Yeah, it makes you think, though, doesn't it? Here, I'll bet you a fiver you won't go and find out.
Don't be ridiculous. You haven't got a fiver.
I will have, when you lose your bet.
Look, if you're so interested, why don't you go yourself?
Well, you're bigger than me.
What's that got to do with it?
He may need a kick in the teeth.
So?
So you could take care of yourself better than me.
Honestly, I've never heard such a load of old codswallop in my life. You're really trying to get me at it, aren't you?
No, I'm as interested as you are.
I'll bet you are. I've seen you in this mood before. I wouldn't mind betting you put the advert in the paper yourself, just for a lark.
Don't be daft. Where would I get 30 bob?
Well, I wouldn't put it past you.
Funny sort of advert, though, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you there.
I wonder what is behind it. Makes you want to know, doesn't it? I think it's worth a fiver, just to find out.
All right. Then it'll cost you a fiver.
Right? You mean you'll go?
Yes. If only to stop you from chucking your fivers about.
You don't have to, you know. I was having you on.
And I took you on. Of course, if you want to back out.
No. Why should I?
Because you usually bet on certs, and I usually lose. Well, this time, you're the loser.
Okay, but don't try and wriggle out of it. And just to make sure you don't, I'm going to answer that advert for you now.
Good evening.
Oh, sorry. I think I've got the wrong flat.
Did you come about the advert?
Well, yes. In a way.
You've got the right flat. Won't you come in?
Well, I...
You're the first caller.
Look, it's your husband I came to
see. But I haven't got one.
What?
I put the advert in the personal column.
You?
I'm the wife.
But you said you hadn't a husband.
Well, I haven't had any bids yet, have I?
Now, just a minute. Let's get this straight.
Oh, it's quite straightforward and it's very simple. I'm offering myself as a wife. Any objections?
But it's ridiculous. You're just having people on. Oh, it does alter things a bit, doesn't it?
Well, I don't see how.
I think I'd better explain.
So do I. Why did you come here? Out of curiosity? You don't think I'm doing this without a reason, do you?
Well, no, of course I don't. I mean, there's got to be a reason, otherwise it wouldn't make sense.
Then suppose you make sense and tell me why you applied.
Well, I didn't apply. It was a chum of mine.
Oh, I see.
So we had a bet. We wanted to see what sort of louse would offer to sell his wife.
Really? And if there had been a husband, what then?
Well, that depended. There was some suggestion of kicking his teeth in.
Oh. What a pity.
Anyway, what is the idea?
Well, suppose I said I was trying to find out what I was worth.
Well, fair enough, but why put yourself in the bargain basement by asking for offers? That's coming in a bit, isn't it? Suppose they're lower than you expect.
Well, I have some sort of reserve.
Well, not if you do this sort of thing, you haven't.
Well, I don't make a regular habit of it.
Yeah, good job, too. And I'll tell you something else. They won't all be like me, you know.
No, I suppose I'll get some.
You'll probably get a few wolves as well. And you'll only have yourself to blame if you get a lot of lecherous old men and other undesirable characters knocking at your door.
Then we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
I'm only warning you, that's all.
Well, for heaven's sake, don't you think I've thought about all those things? I don't need you to point them out. I'm not a complete idiot, you know.
Then don't act like one. No. Come on, why don't you turn it in?
Because I'm going to turn you out before my other clients arrive.
Look, I know it's none of my business, but if you go through with it, you're heading for a load of trouble. Some men may use violence if they think they've been made to look stupid.
Well, I don't see you using any.
Well, that's because I'm not interested.
Then don't worry about me. I'm a judo expert.
You've got an answer for everything, haven't you?
I hope so. Well, goodbye, Mr.
Graham, Tony Graham.
Oh, yes, of course. You must be.
Why must I?
Never mind. Goodbye.
Phew. And she must be a nutcase.
You're sure she's not a nutcase, Tony?
Well, she doesn't seem like one. There's more behind this than you think. Pass your plate.
Oh.
I got the idea she got herself caught up in some sort of game and found she was enjoying it.
But she does want a husband.
Well, I'm not sure of that either. But if she does, she's attractive enough to get one without all this carry-on.
She was attractive, eh?
Well, I suppose so. In a way.
Interested?
Well, of course I'm not. Not really.
You don't seem very sure of yourself. Any more toast?
Oh, yes. No, I just said she was attractive enough to get a husband if she wants one. That's all.
Perhaps she's like you. She finds the preliminaries too much trouble.
That'd be funny.
Then she's just plain crafty, an unashamed gold digger. She'll sort herself out a rich old sugar daddy who'll pop off suddenly and leave her the lot. Smart girl, eh?
Now, that doesn't make sense either. She's a nice girl, I think.
Like to bet?
Well, you've landed me in enough trouble already with your bets. Besides, you can't afford to pay them.
Now, don't kid yourself. I get a £50 bonus today.
What?
Anyway, I think you ought to give me a chance to get my fiver back.
Well, you'd only lose another one.
No, oh, I think I'd be on a cert this time.
I've met the girl. She's not that type, Ralph.
They're all that type. And what do you know about girls, anyway?
Enough to take another fiver off you if I wanted to.
Well, as you seem interested in her, and there's plenty in the kitty, how about making it double or quits?
Oh. All right.
Honest?
Well, I just said so, didn't I?
All right, well, that's settled. Now, when are you going to see her again?
Again? Not on you. You're not getting me there again.
It's up to you, but that's the only way you'll find out if I'm wrong. And after all the trouble you went to win that fiver, seems a pity to give it back without even a struggle.
Well, Mr. Graham, you're back again.
Yes, I, how do you remember my name?
How could I forget? You're the only one who didn't make a bid.
Oh. Is that the only reason?
Well, should there be another one?
No, only, well, you seem a nice girl.
So you've changed your mind?
No.
Then why are you here?
Here?
Yes, to see me.
Oh, yes.
Why are you here to see me?
Oh, because I'm stupid enough to want to win another bet, that's why.
Oh, you and your chum do have fun, don't you?
No, I'm tired of him always getting away with it.
You mean he always wins?
More or less, but this time I'm making sure he doesn't. He bet me I wouldn't call and see you again.
But you wanted to.
Yes. No. I told you why.
And what am I supposed to do? Hold the stakes for you or just shout the odds? First I'm a bargain basement and now I'm some sort of lottery between you and this chum of yours. Well, you've come to see me. You've won your bet. Now you can go.
It's not quite as easy as that. You see, I also have to get some information out of you.
Oh, you really are the limit, aren't you?
He bet you were just out to land a rich husband. I said you weren't.
Oh, very touching. But I'm afraid I can't help you even if I wanted to, which I don't.
Well, I can't say I blame you. I'll admit I had a bit of a nerve coming here again. But you don't know Ralph. It would do him good to get beaten.
It's not that. It's your facts you've got wrong. I didn't advertise for a husband. I merely offered a wife.
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Well, it certainly doesn't settle your bet. A mean rich man might offer far less than a generous poor man. You see,
for crying out loud, how long are you going to keep this up? Are you just plain crazy?
No, I'm not. Don't you men sell your services to the boss who'll pay you most? And is he always the richest one?
All right. I'm sorry. But it's ridiculous just the same. And I still think there's more behind it than you're making out.
There was nothing behind it until you came on the scene.
Me? Oh, that's nice, isn't it? You're blaming me.
Well, why shouldn't I blame you?
What have I done?
I wouldn't even try to satisfy you by telling you. You've certainly given me no encouragement. Now, why don't you leave me alone? I've got enough problems without you complicating them.
Well, I'm sorry. I hadn't noticed you were working. Well, there's your phone.
I'm quite capable of knowing when my phone's ringing without you telling me, thank you. Or is that another of your specialist services? Hello? Oh. Oh, yes. Well, it is rather private. I'll take it in the bedroom. Hold on a minute.
Do I go or wait?
Well, that's up to you.
Wait, I suppose. What's all this? £75,000? £50,000? Good heavens. No wonder she's got herself into...
Are you still here?
Oh, no. Yes. I'm just going, Miss Trengove.
What?
I couldn't help seeing it. There on the envelope. Miss Jane Trengove, 23 Spring Gardens.
That's my father's house, and I happen to live there with him.
But this place...
This belongs to a friend of mine who happens to be away. Any more questions?
No.
Then thank you very much indeed, Mr. Graham.
What for?
For leaving.
And then she threw you out just like that, eh?
More or less. Look, Ralph, I think I'm beginning to see daylight.
Well, that's a novelty.
She took a phone call, only a short one, in her bedroom.
Aye.
Now, while she was away, I happened to glance at a pile of papers she was working on. They were spread out all over the table.
That wasn't very polite, was it?
Well, you know how it is when you're standing waiting for someone. Your eyes wander a bit.
Watching all the girls go by.
No, listen, look. Anyway, the papers were all about... bank overdrafts, loan agreements, hire purchase arrangements, all sorts of things I didn't understand. But it looked as if she was in some kind of severe money trouble.
So you emptied your wallet into her lap and slipped silently out into the night, eh?
Now, don't be a clot. But what do you think? Wouldn't it explain that advert of hers?
Now, just how naive can you get? You're not trying to tell me she wants to land her husband just to pay off her debt?
No.
Then what else?
I haven't finished yet.
You mean there's more? The foreclosing of the mortgage by Sir Jasper and the little bundle on the doorsteps.
Look, be serious. This girl's in real trouble, Ralph.
Then keep your nose clean, matey. It's none of your business.
Well, I'm not so sure. I saw her address on an envelope and checked up on her father, Jonathan Trengove.
You met him, too?
No. She lives with him in a big house off Park Lane. He's a big financier in the city.
Then let him help her.
But can't you see what I'm getting at? He's probably crashed on the stock exchange, and he's mortgaged up to the eyes with loan and finance companies. So I'll bet the girl's doing it for him.
But then it's her father's pigeon, not hers, and it's certainly not yours.
Well, no, it isn't. But suppose her father doesn't know what she's up to.
Then he ought to. I mean, no man would want his daughter to make, well, stupid sacrifices on his account.
Well, I couldn't agree more. That's why I wondered if I ought to call on her again.
Hey, you are getting interested, aren't you?
No. I don't think so. But I think I ought to tell her what I saw and ask her to call the whole thing off.
Now, take it easy, Tony. I've gone along with you on this, but that doesn't say I believe it. You can't go barging in without proof.
Why not? If I'm wrong, then she'll throw me out, and I won't blame her. But if I'm right, well, at least I'll know I've tried to do something about it.
You're a glutton for punishment, aren't you?
But you mean we should just forget about it?
Yes. If we've any sense.
Okay. Well, I've got it off my chest anyway.
Of course, there is one way.
What's that?
Chuck the ball in her old man's court. We don't know him. He doesn't know us. So we wouldn't lose even if we were wrong.
What are you getting at?
Well, I'm just saying your old man's your best bet. What's his address?
23 Spring Gardens, West 1.
Right, send him a letter. Tell him all you know, or think you know, and then let him sort it out.
An anonymous letter?
Why not? You are anonymous as far as he's concerned, aren't you?
A bit cowardly, isn't it?
Then go and scrawl it on his garden wall. You can't very well go and see the bloke, can you?
Why not?
Now, be your age, Tony. What if you're wrong about everything? If you go there and tell him his daughter's playing fast and loose and his finances are all up the creek, he'll set the police on you.
Then I'll go and see the girl.
No, for Pete's sake. If you see anyone, see the father. He may kick you out, or he may even have a good laugh and offer you a drink.
And what would his daughter think?
Who cares what she thinks? Now, she's got you into this mess, hasn't she?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I've done my own share of messing things up.
Okay, but before you go in at the deep end, you will let me know, won't you?
Okay, I'll let you know.
Oh, no. Not you again. What do I have to do with a man like you? Brush you off the doorstep?
I'm sorry. I came to apologize.
Well, that makes a change. And how much do you win off your friend for coming and apologizing?
Oh, no, no, no. There's no bet this time. Can I come in?
All right. If you must.
Well, Miss Trengove, I've been thinking things over. I have a feeling I may have misjudged your motives, and I'm sorry. I'd no idea why you were doing all this at first.
Oh, and now you think you know, do you?
It is because of your father, isn't it?
But now, how on earth did you know that?
Well, then you admit it.
Well, I can't very well deny it, but how did you find out?
I don't think that matters, but it's not your fault he's in financial difficulties, and he's the only one who can pay off the debts honourably. A rich husband's checkbook won't help.
Oh, really, this is ridiculous. Why don't you mind your own business?
I know it's not my business, but I can't help knowing about it. I found out by mistake, and I wish I could help. But I'm dead certain you won't put things right the way you're planning.
And aren't you just about the biggest boy scout in the business?
What do you mean?
How do you know what I planned?
Well, it's obvious. All those clients you've had here.
What clients? You're the only one who's called here, Mr. Graham.
But you told me you'd had offers.
Yes, over the phone. What sort of a girl do you think I am? Do you think I'd have every kind of man calling at my flat?
No, I don't.
I sent off that advert on the spur of the moment. I knew it was silly the moment I'd done it. I didn't need you to tell me that, Mr. Graham.
Well, I'm glad.
But you insisted on doing so all the same. You were very proud of yourself when you were trying to tell me how wrong I was.
I just couldn't believe
it. Well, only because you didn't know why I'd done it. So you very smugly tried to save me from a fate worse than, well, whatever it was.
That's not true. I never believed you were serious. But you did your best to make me think you were. Why did you do that?
To please your ego and let you go on thinking how noble you were. Then when things got out of hand, I did it in self-defense to get rid of you.
Well, now, come off it. You said I was your only caller.
Well, you were.
Well, then how did I come to call? Didn't someone invite
me?
Well,
that was a mistake.
You made it.
Well, I tried to stop the advert, but it was too late.
Oh, of course it wasn't. You could have torn up the replies.
No, I couldn't. I was curious. I wondered what sort of men might reply. I thought it might be fun to tell them where they got off over the phone.
But you replied to one letter. That's why I'm here.
Yes, and don't I know it.
Well, you didn't have to reply.
No, but it seemed to call for one. At least it was honest. You said you disagreed entirely with what I was doing, but you'd like to meet the advertiser. You were the only one I felt safe with.
Oh, but I didn't write that letter. My chum Ralph sent it.
Well, that makes it even worse. You're here under false pretenses.
No, I'm not. I did disagree entirely with what you were doing.
Ah, but you thought you were disagreeing with a man, didn't you?
Yes, and now I'm disagreeing with a woman. You've a lot to learn. When a man wants to marry a girl, he shouldn't have to offer her money.
Well, what should he offer her, then?
Kindness? Companionship? A lot of fun?
Anything else?
Security, perhaps? Though that shouldn't be necessary. If a man's worth it, she'll have the guts to go into partnership with him. Then they make a go of it together.
Wouldn't he offer her love as well?
I suppose so. But she wouldn't get it the way you were going about it.
Well, so you think you know all the answers, Mr. Graham. Now, just let me tell you a few things.
Well, that gives me a few of the answers, Mr.
Turner.
Mr. Turner.
Ralph Turner. You're sure you didn't mind me calling Mr. Trengove?
No, no, I'm very glad you did, very glad. I know nothing of this wild scheme of James, and I'm certainly not broke. My financial position has never been better. But it won't continue to be so if Jane doesn't get back to her job.
You mean Jane works for you?
Yes, blast it. She's my personal private secretary. Most of the time you'd think I worked for her.
She's the bossy type, eh?
No, I wouldn't say that. She's efficient. She's so efficient that I let her handle most of my interests. So when she's away, I don't know what the devil's going on. All those papers your friend saw were issued by my company.
Then that accounts for it. She was working on them when he called.
I hope so. But that doesn't account for all this nonsense about advertising for her husband, does it?
Actually, sir, I believe she offered herself as a wife.
Oh, that's even worse. She's too valuable. Nobody could afford the price.
You've no idea why she did it.
I never have any idea why she does anything. She's headstrong. But I'll bet it was to get at me.
Why?
Well, why else should she do it? She always acts on impulse. Yes. I always taught her that. First thoughts are usually the best. Let an opportunity go by and you'll probably regret it. I'm just the same. That's how I made my money.
Then you're not quite as surprised as my friend and I were.
Well, of course I am. We often have arguments. And as often as not, I tell her to stop bullying me and go out and get herself a husband.
This time she seems to have taken you at your word.
I didn't tell her to put herself up for auction, did I?
Well, perhaps that was her way of getting at you. Shock treatment.
No, you can't be shocked if you know nothing about it. I didn't even know she'd gone off. She didn't leave a note.
She's at a friend's flat, I believe.
Yes, I know that, but I always pretend I don't. I find it wise not to interfere until she decides to come back and forgive me, you know?
Father!
Jane! You're back.
Father, what on earth have you been saying to people?
Saying? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, yes, you have.
Now, listen, Jane. I knew nothing about anything until this young man arrived.
Never mind this young man. What have you told Tony Graham?
Tony who?
Graham, sir. That's my chum.
I never met a Tony Graham, Jane.
Then why should he think you're a ruined man?
That is a very good question. I've been wondering myself why I'm ruined. You must have given that impression.
Now, why should I do that?
Well, shall we say to get a higher bid for your services as a wife? By soliciting sympathy?
Oh, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't... Wait a minute. How did you know about that?
I'm afraid I told him.
But you don't know me, and I'm sure I don't know you.
Oh, I'm Ralph Turner, Tony's friend.
Oh, so you're the friend who's landed him in this.
Tony knows why. We had a bet,
you
see.
Oh, you no need to explain, Mr. Turner. I know all about those bets. I was the filly you both had your money on, remember?
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
Well, I should jolly well think you are. Anyway, what are you doing here?
Oh, well, I came to explain everything to your father.
Well, you don't seem to have done it very well.
Then perhaps you'd be good enough to explain what it's all about, Jane.
Don't you already know?
I know. I'm supposed to be bankrupt. You're supposed to be trying to save me, and this young man's friend is supposed to be trying to save the pair of us.
Yes, it was rather nice of him, wasn't it?
But it doesn't look as though anyone needs saving.
No, so why in heaven's name have you been carrying on like this, Jane?
You told me to go away and get a husband.
I did? Nonsense.
Oh, yes, you did. But having been your right-hand do-everything-for-you girl for so long, I hadn't the foggiest idea of how to get one.
Absolute nonsense.
Oh, of course, there are marriage bureaus, lonely hearts clubs, and matchmaking mothers, but I haven't even got a mother. Just a father who thinks he should possess me, body and soul.
Now, that's not true, Mr. Turner. There's not a word of truth in it.
Oh, yes, there is, but you won't admit it.
Just tell me one thing, Jane. Why did you put that advertisement in the paper?
I wanted to do something drastic. I acted on impulse.
Ah, there you are. I told you so. Only this time your impulse has led you astray.
Oh, no. No, it's proved to be right. I wanted to know just what I was worth.
You what?
As your private secretary, it was evident I was worth very little.
Nonsense. You've been worth a fortune to me. And you know it.
Then why don't you pay me properly?
What?
Just because I'm your daughter, you think I should work only for spending money.
Well,
I'm a source of cheap labour available after office hours with no official status.
Now, really, Jane, please. Do you believe that, Mr. Turner?
Well, I don't know. I liked her a little more, though.
So you shall. When he suggested I found a husband, I advertised, just as I would for any other job. I asked for offers. I've seen too many unpaid wives around.
You were out of your mind.
Oh, no. No, I've come to my senses. When you advertise for someone to work for you, you demand their loyalty, their qualifications, and their acceptance of the salary you wish to offer.
That's business.
Maybe. But some of the unfortunate people have to accept your terms because they can't afford to do anything else. Now, when I offered myself as a wife, I was the chooser. I could turn down any offer I didn't want, all of them, if I felt like it.
Oh, that's my girl. I knew you'd be bound to have a sensible, business-like approach to it.
You've had some pretty good offers, Miss Trengove, eh?
No. You'd be surprised at the value most men put on a combined mistress, cook, dishwasher, nurse, laundress, charwoman, seamstress, baby minder, phone answer.
You were disappointed with the offers, then, eh?
Yes, Father. In fact, I only got one decent valuation of what a man should offer his wife.
What was that, Miss Trengove?
I'd rather not say. But your friend Tony gave it. Unwittingly, perhaps, but very sincerely.
You mean good old Tony made a bid?
No. I'm afraid he didn't.
The mug.
Well, now, never mind about bids, my dear. You've had your bit of fun, and now it's all over.
It's only just beginning. I'm giving you my notice, Father.
What? You can't, Jane.
Oh, yes, I can.
Yes, she certainly can, sir. She's not officially employed.
We haven't asked for an arbitrator yet. Now, look here, Jane. You know very well I can't manage without you. Damn it, you know more about my companies than I do.
Exactly. So now you'll have to get yourself a partner who's willing to do most of the work, won't you?
So that's it. That's what you're after. You want a partnership.
Sounds reasonable enough to me, sir.
Well, of course it isn't. She'll have the lot anyway after I've gone.
I want a partnership now, Father. I want a future. And it's got nothing to do with being an old maid waiting to inherit the family business.
Well, all right, all right. You've made your point. We'll draw up the necessary papers sometime or other. Now, will you have a drink, young man?
You can sign a note of intent now, what? Before you change your mind.
Would you believe it? She doesn't even trust her own father. Oh, well, I'll go and write it in the study. Partner.
Oh, good for you, Jane. I'm glad you were.
Thank you, Mr. Turner.
Oh, you're certainly the girl Tony said you were.
Oh, he really said that? That I'm the girl he said I was?
Yes, several times over. What a pity he never made a bid. I doubt whether he'll ever see you again.
Why not?
Oh, too shy. He never makes dates. He'd never have come to see you, except that...
But you bet him he wouldn't.
That's right.
Then I'll bet you a fiver he'll see me again.
Ah, you'll lose. Anyway, I've already lost £10 to Tony, betting about you.
Then I'll make it £10. I know you hate to lose.
I like to win too. Make it 15, you're on.
Right. It's a bet. You can come in now, Tony.
Tony? What is this?
Well, shouldn't I ask you that, Ralph?
Well, here you are, Jane. I hope this... Who is this?
This, Father, is Tony Graham. I asked him to wait for me in the hall while we fixed up our partnership.
Oh, good. You got it all right then, Jane.
Yes. You certainly suggested the right solution, Tony.
Well, I'll be...
Give me the note tomorrow, Father. Tony and I are going out for a meal now.
You mean you've dated her, Tony?
And why not?
And what's more, Tony, your chum's paying our expenses. See you later. Come on, Tony.
In What Am I Bid? By Eddie Maguire, Tony was played by George Cole, Ralph by Henry Knowles, Jane by Sonia Fraser, and her father by John Justin. Production was by Martin Jenkins.